Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, Togo is grateful to UNCTAD for its organisation of this roundtable discussing something which is extremely relevant and timely, aiming to foster dialogue between diplomats, the private sector, and international organisations to support sustainable development. My country is convinced that the points of view which will be exchanged during this meeting will allow all parties to capitalise on the outcome in order to bolster the contribution of the private sector in the service of our country's development. As one of the least developed countries, Togo must intensify its economic activity, and it believes that cooperation and partnership are the best ways of moving forwards economically and in terms of development. Obviously, I don't need to remind you that private sector and, or rather, says the Speaker, public sector investment is insufficient to attain the SDG investment required. And in this light, the 28 Global Investment Forum provided a unique opportunity to discuss the best way that we might hone our investment policy and bring it to bear in order to foster our sustainable development. This roundtable illustrates the unique efforts being made by UNCTAD in this regard. Along with other countries, Togo is seeking to increase its investments in production capacity in order to support development, employment, and inclusive growth. The Togo government is continuing its efforts to improve infrastructure to ensure economic diversification and the growth of the economic base. Our country is offering sophisticated infrastructure support for the use of significant investors. We have a deep water port in Lomé, which is unique in the region, a new airport as well as a large transportation road network connecting us to our neighbours, Burkina, Ghana and Niger. Togo is also one of the most active in the region in promoting renewable energy. Our commitments and efforts as well as the financial support of international organisations are beginning to bear fruit. FDI in the country has significantly increased over the last 2 years. $102 million received in 2018 was slightly lower by 15% than that of the previous year, but it generally resisted the trend to recession across the continent, and Togo's growth rate is slightly over 5%, 6.6%, and we are aiming to achieve 7.6% by 2022. In October 2018, we adopted an international development plan which will run until 2022. This plan includes the 2030 agenda and aims for a structural transformation of the Togolese economy for a strong, sustainable and inclusive growth in order to ensure decent work for all and ensure the improvement of individual well-being. The necessary resources are estimated to be 4 billion CFA, that is €7 billion, and these, we hope, will come to a large degree from the private sector. Private investment is therefore necessary in order to properly ensure that Togolese National Development Plan is achieved. And it's therefore vital that we ensure the targets are met. And this is why, for some years now, we have been committed to a range of reforms which will change the business environment, and significant progress should be emphasised, in that this has allowed a rationalisation of the measures and bureaucratic steps to be taken in order to allow the growth in the number of businesses. And we've had a 54% growth in businesses over that period. And this has been thanks to the deregulation which has been set up in Togo with partners' help. This increased performance rate has allowed Togo not only to be one of the best placed in terms of countries open to investment, but it has also ensured that the government's will to foster private investment is very clear. That as a dynamo for growth, and it also, of course, prioritises the SDGs within that. And the last report of the World Bank, which has just been published, shows Togo increasing 40 points in its doing business rating for 2020, and it has become the foremost reforming country in Africa and the third globally. And this is an opportunity to reiterate my country's thanks to the international organisations which have provided assistance which has been very much appreciated and practical help in order to really meet our needs in terms of development support. And I would like to particularly thank UNCTAD for its support and advice in the sphere of trade facilitation. Ladies and gentlemen, a wide range of individuals have benefited from globalization, but there is a great deal to be done, and expectations in terms of sustainability and the contribution of the private sector to ensuring the 2030 agenda might be very difficult to meet, in particular in terms of LDCs, given that these are countries whose populations are confronting the most vulnerability and inequality, and where the challenges for the private sector are the most stringent, given the weak ability to mobilise external resources, in particular private resources. Dear colleagues, a large number of individuals have benefited from globalisation, but much remains to be done. If we want to attain our SDG goals in order to ensure increased global security, we should bring to bear the best strategies to ensure a more egalitarian global environment. And UNCTAD's support, in the form of today's roundtable, for example, will be a 16-point contribution, because it will give the diplomats here the opportunity to have an appropriate framework to exercise their economic diplomacy missions, which have been trusted to them. Thank you very much, Chair, for your patience.